Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Cool Vons. They are two people. We all use he/him pronouns. Vonses are, they're furry little fox folk alchemists. Well, no, not all of them are alchemists. One of them is an alchemist, but they're furry little fox folk people. Editing.
Nope.
Nope. Leaving it in. Deal with it.
Well, I guess
embrace
they're
the awkwardness.
They're probably headed back to the lab to see if they can whip together some potions for the upcoming adventures.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and Jesse is gonna do some adventuring again.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she/her pronouns, and I don't know what. Well, let's go have some nachos.
I remembered a thing. Jesse is allowed to touch magical weapons now.
Yay!
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student / driver / astronaut. Whatever. I don't know. We'll get there eventually. We all use he/him pronouns. Grix is now an overseer. That's not going to go to his head. And Steamboat Willie is, Wright Brothers aunt.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would like to do the recap, yes. What happened last time is that Wealthy, Grix, and Jesse finished their workday. Wealthy went immediately to the library to do research on fusion enchantments. She convinced the library to let her see the secret stacks and found three books. One was a primer that had no primary sources. One was a chat book by Dr. Groves that clearly showed he had done a bunch of work on taking or putting magic into some entities. And third was the diary of a madman, which did something to her, and she started losing time. Jesse, on her way home to have dinner with her family, ran into Vons and Cool Vons. Cool Vons and Jesse talked a lot about America, and Jesse ended up getting bummed out thinking about the Ark's losing buoyancy, but she did, as previously stated, get the okay to touch magical weapons. Just, you know, to be careful if they talked. Grix went to talk to Cog, filled him in on everything that was going on. Cog had some advice for going to the core, which was take more people than you think you need, more food, water, people, and resources, be prepared to run, and be prepared to deal with more weird things than you expect. Finally, Steamboat Willie wanted to find someone to tell him about flying, so he asked around and basically got nothing. He remembered that there is the flight guardians outside, who could probably help him. So he tried to go outside, and because he was mistaken for Overseer Grix, he made it outside during lockdown, made it to the Flyer Regiment, where they were like, fuck it, this seems more interesting than cards, and helped him take off. And that is the last thing that happened.
Yeah, so most everyone had finished their evenings, but more or less, but Steamboat Willie had thrown himself into the void.
Okay, that's where we're starting. Cool.
Yay! Hot around.
Yeah.
Okay, so you described your glider as looking like a box kite with wings attached to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Where is Steamboat Willie in the within this structure?
He is under the box.
Okay.
The box is above him, and he is strapped under it.
Okay, so kind of hang glidery.
Hang glidery, but like there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
We got layers here.
So good news, bad news. The good news is you do not immediately nosedive in crater, which is good because you were over 100 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news is that Box kites are not well known for their maneuverability, but they are known for their prodigious amount of lift. And while it may have taken the, of course I forgot their name. Once upon a time, there was an Australian named Lawrence Hargrave who attached four of them to a chair and flew for 16 seconds.
Weather balloons?
Box kites, actually.
Oh.
And pre-Wright Brothers, so it was one of the first times someone proved that you could take a heavier-than-air device and use it to fly. Unpowered, which is the big difference with the Wright Brothers. Anyway.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. I was actually looking. I have actually done a fair bit of rereading of pre-early aviation stuff since our last session. But he was not one that encountered.
Well, so you go, you take off. You're like, hey, this is working pretty well. The wind picks up.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are going up.
Mm-hmm.
And up.
Mm-hmm.
And up. And make a wisdom check.
Okay. I rolled a 10 on the die. Steamboat Willie's stats are not in my head. You said intelligence?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. You said intelligence, though, right?
No.
Nope.
They didn't say wisdom.
But
I know because I was like, oh, shit.
But intelligence is a pretty good stat
to roll. It is, but not relevant here.
Places. Okay. Well, if that's the case, I got a 15.
Okay. Wow, it's getting really windy out here. That's weird. So now I need you to make a driving check to at least keep yourself near this mountain.
A driving check, you say?
I believe you can use intelligence.
I sure can.
Based on your class.
For fuck's sake. I rolled a 1 on the die.
All right.
Steve O'Willie's going to die. Like I fucked up so much already. And I've barely taken off, and I've fucked up 3 critical rolls.
Okay, every other player, roll a d10 and just tell me what you get.
Oh god, I'm gonna die.
8.
5.
7.
Okay. So, Steamboat.
Yeah.
This continues to work extremely well.
Okay.
It looks like your compatriots from the flying division of the Guardians have maybe realized that something is going wrong. And okay. Or at least staring up at you, and it looks like getting ready to go after you, but they're getting pretty tiny underneath you at this point. And that's when you start feeling rain splatter on you as a storm starts.
Okay.
So.
That's not great, but I did say that it was like heavy canvas and. Like,
oh, yeah.
Stuff. So not like. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't make this out of paper. It's not. The rain is not going to destroy your vehicle.
Who am I? The Montgolfier brothers?
I don't know.
The Montgolfier brothers were paper manufacturers and early hot air balloon pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, sure. That's a paper balloons.
I was going to say something concerned about the composition of their balloons.
I don't think anything went bad.
But all right, Steamboat, I need you to make another drive.
Oh, shit. The Montgolfier company still exists making paper. Oh, I got to get some. Anyway, never mind. Sorry. No, this
You're
is
good.
So far off topic. Cannot even tell you. Did I tell you that I'm in a weird mood? And haven't slept in 4 days? It's fine.
Oh, babe. You didn't have to say that first part. It was clear.
It's just helping along the new listener.
Even to our dear listeners. There's a sort of vaguely manic quality to your voice.
Yeah. So what happens?
Driving check again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, another one. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I
didn't hear you. That one was really good. That one was a 22.
Perfect. Okay. So you are just getting higher and higher, and you are wrestling this thing for control as the wind picks up, as the rain starts, as the people who look like they were starting to chase after you, the alarm bells that you've put together, probably mean a storm has hit, start, and they were having trouble getting to you anyway, and they kind of just give you one last look and head off to their job of defending the city.
Oh, wow. No!
Well,
jeez!
Let's see. They can try to get to you, but you are high up. It is extremely windy, and we will see if anything bad happens to them on the way up. The Pixie may be having a lot of trouble in these conditions.
I'm frankly shocked that the Pixie is allowed to be in this. Like,
I figure Pixie's got to have some ability to deal with high velocity winds.
I don't think so. I think the ability to deal with high velocity winds is to, you know, curl up in a mushroom house with a hedgehog and have tea.
All right. So the pixie does try to come after you.
And you see a little racist wit.
And you see a little burst of magic around it, but it is not able to get to you before the next thing we will cover for you happens.
Okay.
The human wizard who was trying to come after you is doing a decent job until a large corrupted bird-like creature
oh god
swoops in and grabs
oh no. No
and takes him off to parts unknown because
oh, no!
he rolled a one.
Oh, this turned into a horror movie. Okay.
See, but right. Really starting to piece together why maybe this world sucks ass and why everyone here is scared and sad.
Wow.
But Steamboat, you got this. You figured out how to wrest control of this thing just enough that you think you can get it into a semi-controlled dive and find a good spot to do that at.
Yeah, great. I love
Make
that.
A dexterity check to soften your landing.
Hang on, I might have a thing. Wait, let me read my stuff.
I think you do, if you're high enough level. Dear listener, I made Wit a custom class for this character.
There is a tight turn slide drift maneuver I can do. It doesn't say anything about what that entails. It just says at level 3, you gain access to the following maneuvers.
That was mostly meant to be a normal people can't do these.
Right.
You can do them.
Right. So I'm thinking that the tight turn. So I'm going to go into like a real tight downward spiral.
Okay.
A controlled downward spiral.
That works.
So it's like, you know, not going out far in any direction and going down as fast as I can.
But you're still slowing yourself down compared to just diving.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. You can make a driving check then, so you can use your intelligence.
Okay. Well, I think Steamboat Willie's off the podcast.
What'd you get?
That was a 2 on the die. 8. Generously. Yeah, 8.
Well, it's +8 for your level. And then.
Is it?
Yeah. Steamboat Willie's level 8.
I am?
Uh huh.
I have level 6.
I can't update your sheet for you. Well, you and Cool Vons both leveled during the leveling episode.
All right. Well,
you both leveled twice to like compensate for. I thought that was
okay. All right. All right. Okay. Well, 12 then on a prime.
Hey. All right. So you go and you do not get much benefit out of that, but it does not hurt you either. As you do a very controlled spiral, partially because you're trying to land on a very small space.
Mm-hmm.
As you do a tight spiral towards the flattest spot you can find, that's basically at the tippy-tippy top of this mountain. Because that's where you could get to. So, cool. You take 5 points of damage as you come in hard.
Okay. Oh, hang on. I have more hit points then. That's important.
I could have sworn you'd...
You definitely have to hit your hit points.
I swear to God, I leveled up. But it's
yeah,
fine.
You did. You rolled pretty well, too. But
no, I know I leveled up Grix. I don't know that I leveled up Green Day. Steamboat Willie. Let me just roll real quick. Oh, my God. Well, he did really well on that roll. Wow. All right. Steamboat the tank, I guess.
All right.
Steamboat the tank with still -2 con.
Do you write those hit points separately in case we discover your original level up somewhere?
I only have the one character sheet. It's in Notepad. Like, there's nowhere else it could be.
I just remember us stepping through all of this. It sounds like Aaron does too.
Yeah, and I thought I went up to level 6.
You started at 6.
I don't... Okay.
At least haven't for some time. But anyway.
I don't think I did this for Steamboat. I really don't.
How many hit points do you have left?
You said I did how many? 6?
You took 5 points of damage.
5. Okay, I'm at 17.
All right. Okay, that hurt. Your glider is crunched.
Okay.
So it is currently unusable and awkward to carry. You can try to keep it with you if you want. That said, it's not... You built it in an afternoon. It's not too complicated a construction.
Yeah.
It would not be...
Well, some of the parts are... Some of the parts probably cost me... favors that I don't know that I could potentially fulfill or that my friends would be happy about fulfilling.
Okay.
Like, that's a lot of canvas.
You can also take time to collapse it down if you want.
And I said that the struts were bone.
Did you?
I don't remember
you saying anything about this except that it was a kite.
Okay. Well, I know I said canvas. I definitely said canvas. Yeah. Because I, you know, Steamboat would know about like World War One biplanes and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but wood is hard to come by, especially like lightweight, sturdy wood. So
it being bone works. It's metal as hell.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay. So crunch glider.
Crunch glider.
Top of the mountain.
Top of the mountain. So Steamboat, you are up on top of this mountain. It is pouring rain very suddenly. It is wet. It is freezing. But you have a little bit of space to maneuver and you're on a nice rocky ledge that has a hole, you know, 5 feet or, you know, 10 feet deep by 10 feet wide, roughly. It's not a regular square, obviously, but you're completely safe, by which I mean you are no longer falling. So clearly the day is saved. You're very close to the very top of this mountain, which means you are very far from the core of the city. And there is no obvious man-made structure near you, no ladders or anything like that.
Okay.
You have noted that there are flying creatures in the air that apparently like to eat people. And you can hear the sounds of fighting drifting up just above the sound of the wind from below.
Great.
What would you like to do?
God. Is there a way down? Is there a path? Is there anything? Is there even a slope that is convenient?
Make a wisdom check.
Oh, good God. No, I didn't do terrible, but my wisdom's shit. 13, not prime.
Okay, you take a look at the ways off of your particular lump of rock.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a sheer cliff. You're pretty sure you shouldn't go down that one. You think if you stick towards the center of the mountain, there's not a slope per se. It's all pretty craggy, but there look to be some better handholds and footholds. And more importantly, you think you see another, you know, another flat cliff section about 20 feet below where you are right now. And it has more space. And presumably from there, you could find additional ways down, hopefully.
Okay.
So would you like to go for that or do you want to stay up here?
I really don't know. How steep is the slope?
You would be rock climbing, but kind of like if you were going backwards down a set of stairs that instead of jumping, you know, 8 inches each time, jumped like...
It's not a sheer cliff,
one and
but
half
it's...
3 feet. Right, like it's broken off and stuff. You would have to be very careful.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be doing the full-on, you know, digging your fingers into the cracks rock climbing thing.
Right. I can't turn my broken glider into a sled, though, and just scoot down.
Not from here, no.
Yeah, no. Okay. We're going to we're going down to the bottom ledge. Where this pinnacle is bad.
It is extremely exposed. And
although I am kind of stoked that I'm at the pinnacle of the mountain. Like that was some clever flying.
Yeah. Like many great achievements, all you have to do is live to tell about it.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm going to like pull out my keychain and like bury it in the ground right here real quick before I slide down.
Okay. You tuck it under some rocks or something.
Yeah. Just like, you know, I made it to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As close as you can get without. Yeah. All right. So you go to climb your way down. One dexterity check, please.
One dexterity check. Hey, that was a decent one. I don't trust Google Dice Roller anymore. It's getting a lot of the same number. Are they just asking ChatGPT, give me a number between 1 to 10?
Here's my dice roller. Put it in chat.
24.
You do fine. You have spent some of your time in your, you know, continuing youth climbing into places you shouldn't, things like that. So you're not too scared of sheer drops. And if you don't look down further than the place you're going to, it doesn't even seem like you're that high up at all. And you manage to make it down to another ledge where you find a small cave that appears to have an iron gate across its entrance that is closed and you quickly determine locked. You can get out of the rain and it's possible you can work your way through this gate if you are clever. But you at least have a little bit of shelter.
Okay, sure.
And in theory, a way in.
Yeah. Could I have brought the glider wreckage with me to like make a shelter / hidey hole?
I'll say you can have brought like
a chunk. Yeah.
Yeah, like two of the struts and the canvas.
Sure. Okay.
Kind of fashioned some awkward backpack thing, but that's about it.
Oh yeah. Not intending to like recover the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You You definitely recover the canvas because I know that's extremely important.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll probably eventually try to... I'll warm up and recover and probably, you know, stop hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And then I'll take stock of my situation and probably try to push into the cave.
Okay.
Through the gate.
So the gate is locked. It is old. It is not super rusty, but you see a little bit of it. And you don't have the key. So what would you like to try to do?
Is there anything around that could be a useful pry bar?
You have the struts of your glider.
The bone struts are probably not. Yeah.
Make a intelligence check to scavenge around.
All right. 27, actually. That was really good.
You're...
And prime.
So you're at the top of a granite mountain, so there's not a lot you can work with, but you do find basically a long, thin rock that you think you can use, possibly in conjunction with one of the bone struts to make a not good, but semi-functional pry bar that you can probably use once. So.
All right. Well, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Make a strength check.
Okay. Strength. 19. Not prime.
You try really hard, but this gate is not moving. Make another intelligence check.
I have not made this many checks in one session in a long time.
I'm diluting our brand, I know.
20.
You're in real danger, so...
So, Steamboat, as a kobold, you are very small.
Mm-hmm.
And this gate looks like it was probably built by humans or elves or one of the other larger groups.
Sizes.
You might be able to squeeze through between the bars if you really, really, really try.
Great. I really, 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 really try.
Make
this
dexterity
check. This might hurt my ears. For fuck's sake, I'm using Aaron's dice roller. That was literally a natural one. That is a natural one, a
they
two,
are trying
and a
so
one in the last 10 minutes.
They're okay. Trying so hard with.
Steamboat.
Yeah.
You go and you start squeezing in between the bars.
Yeah. Oh, I get my head through. I can't get it back. Oh, God. I have my backwards turned horns.
You get your head through. You start getting your shoulders through. You lose traction on your back feet and you realize you're stuck. You start scrabbling. And you hear something approaching behind you.
Oh, for God's sake.
And so you scrabble harder.
Yeah. I kick a lot.
Yep. You kick. And you tumble through. Small problem.
Uh-huh.
Your shirt caught on the grate.
Uh-huh.
And has torn off.
I'm naked.
Your pants were caught by the thing that was lunging at you and have been removed from play. So you've made it through. You are
naked.
Completely naked. And there is
kobolds aren't naked. They're naked.
I refuse.
We actually have established this before, I think.
Have we?
Legitimately. I think we have, actually.
It sounds like something I'd say.
I believe it has come up before.
It sounds like something you would say.
Very Rugrats
you don't,
memories in my mind.
You don't say that word like normally.
Ever. This
like,
might be
literally in this context only, which is the reason that I
in the last 20 years. Yeah.
In the last as long as I've known you, I think
I've never referred to
it,
I've literally as an adult
never
referred
before
to something as Nakey except for Grix. Or Steamboat Will. Alright.
So you are now gearless.
Uh-huh.
And the creature, which looks to be for all the world like if you got some sort of ostriches, wouldn't have the wingspan needed to fly, obviously, but something with that kind of proportions as far as legs to rest of it.
Okay.
And is reaching through the grate trying to get you and is also battering at this gate pretty hard.
Yeah. I've played the old video game Joust.
So it looks like it will break through, at least eventually, would be your best guess, because there's some flakes of rust and stuff falling off this thing.
Really? It's going to break?
Eventually. It's not going to do it in the next 10 seconds. But given how big this is and how it's throwing itself against it, and the fact that this thing appears to be relentless and not particularly caring about physical pain or its own safety, you'd think it could probably make its way through. The cave does extend behind you, deeper into the mountain. What would you like to do?
I go in the cave.
All right.
I never picked up a replacement that I know of. On camera, I never picked up a replacement for my practice katana, my wooden rubber practice katana.
You're also
We did get you some sort of.
I have the only thing I have on my character sheet is a knife.
Oh.
1d2 damage. So.
That was probably on your belt.
So I don't know that I actually have anything better than that, which means time to scoot.
Okay. So I don't think you have your gear, period. Actually, roll a.
I would definitely have my knife. I would definitely have my leather jacket, for flying in the rain, in the dark.
Yes, but all your clothing just got removed by a combination of gate and monster.
Oh, God damn it.
If you want, you can make a retroactive dexterity check, and based on how good that is, I'll see if you have some of your stuff still. You can have Indiana Jones it and grabbed it from the closing gate behind you.
Okay, sorry, new dice roller, try to figure out how to roll it. Okay. Dexterity check. That's a 26. Not
you. You have your jacket and your knife.
All right.
Wow, this is the weirdest way of Donald Ducking it that we've ever seen.
Well, it's like when Donald Duck did the Indiana Jones pastiche, where he had the Indiana Jones jacket, but not the no pants still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all right, so you descend deeper into the cave.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your essentials.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But you do leave the banging against the iron gate behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound of the storm fades away as you descend deeper and deeper into the mountain.
I'd say I move on and gird my loins, but I have nothing to do that with. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. So you keep on going. Wealthy.
Yes.
Grix Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Grix, would you have gone to bed by the time Wealthy got back at 3 a.m. or something? Because Wealthy was closing out the dumpster with Nacho.
Right.
Purchasing, so.
Right. There's a lot going on. We got a busy day. I don't have anything to do at home, really. Read or do homework or talk to my ghosts and my gems. normal things. I probably would have gone to bed.
All right. Wealthy.
Also, there's been so much happening. There's sleep to catch up on. Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's completely fair. Yeah. Wealthy.
Yes.
Those nachos were great.
When Wit can't sleep, he makes sure that Grix can.
Yeah, I get to live in a fantasy world where sleep happens.
Yeah, babe.
Wealthy, you make it home. I don't know if you...
Do I remember getting home?
Roll an intelligence check.
21.
You're tired. You're a little fuzzy, but you remember getting home.
Okay.
But yeah, you're home. It's dark as hell in here.
It is dark as hell.
I assume you guys keep a small candle or something going for the non-kobolds.
Yeah.
And your eyes adjust and you notice that there is no Steamboat Willie laying upon your couch where he has been crashing.
Okay. I wonder where Steamboat Willie is, I say to myself.
Awesome.
But am I... See, this isn't fair. Am I concerned because he's not there? Do I assume that he is a grown adult? That is a 13 plus 10, 23. I'm not a prime.
He's probably fine. He's an adult.
That's what I'm thinking. He's an adult. I mean, I wouldn't want somebody coming after me just because I didn't make it home.
When you're new to the city in a different dimension.
Well, I'm not thinking clearly either, so...
You did also register at some point on the way home that the storm bells did go off. So now you're in super
God
lockdown.
God damn it.
It's
now,
great.
Now I don't know whether or not... He doesn't know anything about the storms.
Gonna say, but you do also know that there are storm shelters in every district, so he could easily have gotten just herded into one of those and be riding it out.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not gonna worry.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, we definitely did tell him.
Oh, yeah, you guys would have given the basic, here's the emergency procedures.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a rat to the fermenting fox and let them know that Steamboat Willie is not currently home, and I don't know where he's at, and given the fact that we're under pretty strict lockdown, if anybody knows where he is, it would be nice if they would let me know.
This is a mass text. Has anyone seen Steamboat Willie?
Bartholomew can arrange it. Bartholomew yeah. is probably eager. Bartholomew has just had a paid 3-month vacation?
Yes.
It was great when you guys came back.
Bartholomew just got to like freelance.
Bartholomew wrote
like a trust fund. Basically, we've made Bartholomew into a trust fund kid.
He earned all the money though.
Well, I mean, kind of. I mean,
sort of.
You know, he's definitely earned it. Like, he's done his fair share, and he's always there and eager.
It's at least not inherited wealth, is all I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But all right. Vons, you awaken to a glass of water being splashed at you because rats are not big enough to hold it above your face. And I imagine you are something of a heavy sleeper.
Oh, yeah, he probably snores terribly,
so,
too.
So there's a rat. It is, in fact, Bartholomew. You get a message from Melfi, which reads...
Hey, guys! Steamboat Willie didn't make it home tonight. We're in lockdown. If you guys know where he's at, let me
know. Ah, well, whatever. I've been there before.
You vaguely remember the bells going off. I think all of you would have had a pretty well-trained, you know, borderline subconscious register of, oh, it went off while I was sleeping. That makes sense. Like, wakes you up for half a second so it registers, then you go back to bed.
Yeah, Vaughn's just pats Bartholomew on top of the head and as if he was a snoozable alarm and rolls back over.
Cool, Vons. You are poked awake on the cheek.
Aw.
Apparently, you did not graduate to water spilling, presumably, because you woke up upon cheek poking. There is a slightly irritated-looking rat with a backpack.
Oh, hey, buddy.
It's pulling the flap thing to indicate, please take the thing out of this bag.
Oh, like not the... Okay, so... Is this like a There's button a or a hook? How does this work?
He has a string that he pulls, and it pulls open the flap.
Oh,
he's neat. Just running it back and forth to make the flap move, so it's very obvious. Look at this thing.
Ah, cool. It's a neat little bag.
We explained about rats, man. Come on.
Oh. Yeah, rats are easy to explain.
And I'm sure that he'd seen them doing their thing, running around. But
he looks pleased
he hasn't gotten one yet. This is kind of fun for him. It's like the first piece of mail he's ever gotten.
Yeah. So yeah, you get a message. It says exactly what Kelly just said. It's a little bit crumpled.
Read it, considering that Wealthy probably wrote it in our language.
Vons, you can't read it, but make a wisdom check.
Ah. Hey, look at all these scribbles. Let's give this a shot. That would be a 10.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, wait. Plus wisdom and level. It's a lot more than 10.
Yeah. Those are important.
I guess it'd be like 19?
Yeah.
No, wait.
All right. No, it's 18. It's 19.
19? Okay.
Do you get, 'cause you have a plus 0 to wisdom.
I think it's plus 0, yeah.
Your level 9 is the compromise between, due to the amount of experience you have, you should be higher level, but you don't know all your shit yet.
He's working on it. It's hard.
So your wisdom lets you know that Bartholomew the Rat seems agitated in a way that makes you think this message is important beyond just, oh, hey, my first utility bill. I feel so settled.
All right. Well, hey, you got anything else, buddy? Can you tell me anything about this? Do you know who sent it? Can you tell that Wealthy sent it, actually? Thunk, thunk.
Bartholomew tries very hard to do an impression, but being a rat, a lot of his biped impressions look kind of similar, and he can't quite capture the je ne sais quoi of Wealthy.
Right, he's doing a face, but it's all whiskers.
Yeah. Too much nose switching, he can't help it, but you know, it really just ruins the effect. Trying to figure out what that would look like.
It would be adorable. Yes.
But
it's just his impression of every bipedal character ever.
So you go and you are like these scribbles and you ask him who it's from and he can't tell you, and then he looks around and kind of squeaks at you and heads off towards Lucky's room.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sure I've got like some snacks around here somewhere. Something.
And looks back at you in a, hey, you should follow me way.
Oh, okay.
You wake Lucky up.
And I give Lucky the note.
Take it, my brother didn't wake up.
I mean, who knows?
Fair point. It says that it's from Wealthy. It says that Steamboat Willie didn't come home and is wondering if anyone's seen him because there's a lockdown and that's not great.
Hmm.
Narrator, you haven't seen him.
Well, yeah, of course I haven't. I mean, I've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying, you never stop by the Fermenting Fox. Your buddy is MIA.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
you know, we haven't hung out enough considering that we're best friends and camping buddies back in Green Bay Universe.
I mean, you've had a lot going on.
There's been a lot, yeah. Yeah. No, I get, yeah. And it makes sense we'd be like, oh, what's this new thing? What's this new thing?
Yeah, Vons is probably wondering how that guy's doing, though. Probably wants to, like, share a bunch of stories with him.
Yeah, probably.
Apparently what he's doing is missing.
Probably.
Yeah, I bet Vons gets a sinking feeling. That's the person he's known the longest in this whole space.
So what would you like to do with this information, cool Vons?
Well, what are we allowed to do during a lockdown? Is what he says out loud to...
Well, it's really hard to move between the districts, but you can go through if you know what you're doing. Not that I've ever done that. That would be wrong. You can use the maintenance tunnels if you're sneaky enough and can get in.
Huh.
Well,
how does a lockdown, like, work?
Storm starts. All of the doors between neighborhoods and out to the outside, at least all the big ones, are all stone-shaped doors. So, right, not from here. You use magic to, like, move the stone so it forms one continuous surface. And so you can't exactly just pry it open or pick a lock. You can get through. There's guard checkpoints at all of them. You can get through if you are very important, and the kind of important where they knew you, where you, who you were before this moment. Certain. And that includes certain officers, like, I guess, Grix now, who just have the authority to have it opened for them. I think it's closed immediately behind them. They're usually escorted. It's considered pretty dangerous. We've had neighborhoods have things break through to them before. So you want to minimize movement, and quite honestly, you normally just stay inside. Or go to, there are shelters too. Or if you can get in contact with the, you know, one of the ranking peace minders, because they're the ones who guard the doors for the interior of the city, you can get basically a permission slip.
Oh, huh. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
That's really hard.
Yeah, but it's like on a big spoon, so you don't lose it.
Yeah. And then the lockdown usually only lifts when the storm ends, and usually this is when the corruption attacks, so, you know.
Well, yeah.
There's a reason it happens. It's not just, oh no, water.
So have there been more of these lockdowns lately since we're, like, flying lower?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's been mentioned. It's been almost permanent lockdown.
It's like half permanent.
Yeah.
There's been a kind of ongoing one because we're in the clouds, so theoretically the corruption could attack at any time. They seem to have mostly stuck to the storms, except for the last one, which they skipped.
I imagine with this happening so often, there are more and more reasons why people are, like, leaving and doing things within the space during those times, right?
When there's not a storm, there's scheduled times each day where the doors between the neighborhoods get open, so. Meanwhile, Jesse, blissfully asleep.
Blissfully asleep in a pile of spouses.
Living the dream, honestly.
Yeah, I noticed that Bartholomew did not go to find Jesse first.
Explicitly was sent to the Fermenting Fox, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Never mind. I did forget.
I mean, that's the hub.
It's your clubhouse. You've poured experience in upgrading it.
Mm-hmm.
So cool, Vaughn.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. So we want to... let's talk to Bartholomew. Oh, yes. There's people must have to get out for food from time to time, or supplies or something now and then, right? Like, is there a protocol for that?
We can go in our neighborhood.
Mm.
Like, we're discouraged because you don't want to be wandering. If something, like, really, really gets in, you don't want to be in the streets. And, you know, the Peacefinders only have so many bodies to help protect you if something does happen. But yeah, if you can like prove a need or whatever, you can go. And it's just kind of a do your quick errand and then get the hell back home.
Oh, okay.
And if it's for anything besides like food, medicine, or recovering a family member from one location to bring them home, maybe don't do that.
Well, I have no idea where Steamboat Willie is, but maybe he's in the neighborhood. Hey, Bartholomew, do you know where? Do you know? Well, how the hell would you tell me? Do you know where Steamboat Willie is? I'll give this a shot. Maybe Lucky can understand you.
Vons, make an intelligence check. I know that this will be incredibly difficult.
Okay.
And I'll say, so don't feel bad if you don't get it.
Yeah. Oh, this one is 11.
Total?
Oh, sorry. This is doing math twice. I'm using my Braille dice today. I guess it would be about 20. Intelligence check? 21.
Yeah. Okay.
Prime.
Bartholomew makes some gestures. You attempt to interpret them. And what I'm allowing is a complete bastardization of the decipher script rogue ability. Unfortunately, Bartholomew doesn't have a lot of information to share. You basically get, I don't know, not home, not here.
Hmm.
Seems bad, bro. Shrug.
All right. Well, the last time I saw him, he was hanging out with Grix, right?
No, I mean, like, the last time you would have seen him is, we were all at the Fermenting Fox yesterday. Yeah. That's it.
And you know that he's been sleeping at Grix and Wealthy's place.
Mm. And
so you're out of expected locations for him to be at, although you do know he was talking about going exploring the city. So.
But their place is like, oh, well, yeah, this note came from Wealthy. He didn't come home. So, what would he think? I guess he'd be worried. And there's no indication on the note about what he was talking about doing or where he might be, nothing like that.
No, and you get the impression that Wealthy doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, shoot. I guess what he would do is actually, why not just talk directly to the guard?
Okay.
Maybe the guard knows.
You go out and you find a Peaceminder.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. Dude.
Are you in the street for a reason?
Yeah, well, we have kind of a, maybe it's a containment emergency. I don't know. My friend is missing.
Missing in what way?
Well, he didn't return to his place, and my place is the only other place I would imagine him going. Well, not so much my, you know, the Fermenting Fox, like, you know.
Of course.
Vons lives there and every, yeah, you know.
You look an awful lot like him, actually.
I get that a lot. So
Lucky just making an expression in the background like I don't know what to do with this.
So my friend is missing and he said he was gonna go exploring. We kind of need to get him back. He's new here and we don't want him getting too lost or into too much trouble.
I suppose the Warrens is confusing.
Yeah. Have you seen a guy that looks an awful lot like Grix but not Grix?
Like who? We aren't all psychic. This heavily implies.
Well,
Overseer Grix. Oh my God. Do you not know Overseer Grix? Do you avoid
for
politics?
For one day.
Wow. Uninformed voter.
Intelligence check. No, he didn't memorize the picture of you that's been circulated for the last, you know, day at most.
My mic just unplugged, so whoever's editing this, I think me, fuck you.
No.
Does that screw up the software?
I have no idea, but it was playing audio out of my speakers, so there will be at least a minute of that.
Can you describe, well, your friend, since I apparently don't know the point of comparison?
Well, Kobold?
Okay.
I think he has both arms, right?
Nope.
No?
He has an artificial arm.
He has an artificial arm as well.
He does?
Did we? I believe we established that, yeah, didn't we?
Oh my God.
Genuinely can't remember now.
Oh my God.
That would be a pretty big marker that I think.
Hey, you know, I should fucking know what my character looks like. I should know if my character has two fucking arms.
You know, there would be no reason that you were in, say, an explosion at any point.
No, I thought that there, okay, so I have the same stats, which means that I had a health issue.
I think we did establish that. Okay, so there's no official arm.
I don't think it was an arm missing.
Yeah, I think when you described him in the first time he showed up, Green Day Grix had a basically an obviously frail constitution, like he'd gotten sick at some point and never fully recovered.
Yeah. Yeah, but like some kind of like, you know, hereditary.
He's got like an autoimmune thing or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, something like that.
But
like he couldn't gain weight during his teenage years or something.
Sure.
That kind of frail thing.
But like, so you cannot use the artificial arm as the comparison point.
Which would make sense because there's only like so many of those gems, right? Or the
yes, but Grix would have presumably Green Day Grix would presumably shift in his own from your universe.
Yeah. I don't think he was missing an arm.
Okay. So. Yeah.
Readers or listeners, write in and tell us.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly loves that episode. We'll just make her go back and re-listen to it and she can tell us.
I've listened to it enough. Don't think it was ever mentioned.
I don't think that was ever mentioned. Okay. Yeah, I doubt that was mentioned in that episode. If it was ever mentioned, it would have been once.
Yeah. Okay.
Once we reconnected.
Yeah, it would have dated all the way back to the Halloween episode, but yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I don't think he was missing the arm though. I think it was some other I know we talked about the stats, and I know I said I wanted to keep the same stats,
yeah,
but have slightly different explanations.
Okay. So yeah, no artificial arm.
Okay.
Someone is just yelling at their what do they call the
MP3 player, radio?
Alexa. Yeah. I was thinking, suddenly I was stuck, like, okay, we don't have iPods anymore. Wait, is that the name that they call those little ear things? No, they call those something else. iBuds or something like that? I don't know.
AirPods?
Yeah. Whoa. They really had to break branding to do that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hmm.
So, what do you describe to this?
I don't know. I've never used an Apple product willingly in my life.
I just realized something about Apple branding. Huh. Anyway, neat.
What do you say to the nice man who's trying to help you?
So he's a kobold. He's about this tall. He's got two arms. I mean, he's got a neat jacket. I think he's got a neat jacket. He looks like Grix, but Grix has one arm.
Doesn't have bluish scales, right?
I'm pretty sure they were coppery, right?
Yeah, coppery.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been through the public shelters so far tonight, and there's only one kobold, and they are blue. So I don't believe your friend is in the neighborhood.
Huh. Do you guys talk to each other? Like, is there a way to put out, like, an APB? Or maybe you got a radio of some kind? No radio?
I don't know what either of those things are.
Okay.
Cool, Vons, make a wisdom check.
Vons is suddenly wondering if he can explain how radiation can form waves that travel through air and are picked up as... Anyway.
Frymuth just opted out of explaining radiation. It's like, no.
That is a 3. Plus a bunch. Did you say wisdom or intelligence?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Then 12?
Yeah, everything's fine. What you said wasn't suspicious or weird at all. The Peacefinder says, usually people just send rats.
Well, you guys don't like talk to each other with magic or nothing? No?
We tend to save magical communication for emergencies.
Well...
only so many casts in a day.
Shoot. I mean, I guess this might not rate for your guys' thingy. Also, I know that the magic is, like, getting low around here. Do you mind if I just, like, keep looking for him real quick?
You can search the neighborhood. There's no chance your friend would have gone outside, is there?
I mean, he is the creative sort. I wouldn't put it past him.
I have a cousin like that.
Yeah.
In an improv troupe, of all things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
improv troops, universal throughout all dimensions.
I've continued considering if the improv troupe you guys met did actually establish itself at the Fermenting Fox and has gotten into the wall, so to speak.
Could be the same dude.
Could be.
So based on this discussion, I'm realizing Grix is extremely autistic.
You're just figuring that out now?
Yeah. No, it's occurring to me that it's actually pretty good rep.
It's excellent fucking rap, babe.
But and that's mostly because I didn't intend it. Wonder why that is. Let's move
mostly
on.
Mostly because you...
We did it, team. All right. So, the peace minder takes pity upon you and gives you a... Basically gives you a pass to move about the neighborhood freely, but not to get to any other neighborhoods.
Ah, well, hey, dude, thank you very much. I appreciate this. I'm gonna start asking around about him. And, you know, if you hear anything, let the folks at the Fermenting Fox know. They should expect me back at some point.
Of course. Did you give them his name? Or would you before he left?
I think I asked him about him by name.
Okay. I remember you saying my friend and looks like Grix, but...
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, no, he would answer to Willie, I think.
Willie, Grix, like any of that. I would just introduce all that. I think,
okay.
I think it's a standard. Everyone should always introduce all of that because I have had this nickname all of like 2 months.
You give this person Steamboat, Willie, and Grix, both in any combination and individually.
Yeah.
And he will keep an eye out.
But all right, I think you would know at this point, just from having been around me, that sometimes you're like, hey, Steamboat. Hey, Willie. Hey, Steamboat Willie.
Hey, Grix.
For fuck's sake. Grix. Yeah.
All right. So
that would have happened enough on like the boat and hanging out and such that you would know to, and probably there are other times where equally someone's like, hey, Grix, and I just don't respond because I'm assuming now that
they mean
in this
Grix.
World, they mean other Grix.
I'm suddenly realizing how much the term Steamboat Willie sounds like a gangster name in Cockney.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very good.
Yeah,
I can
sure.
see it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we made fun in, I started re-listening to the podcast, last week. I'm about 10 episodes in, in one of the like first 4 episodes, we said how we were coming for Disney.
Yeah. We did that way.
And we were going to take them over, take their stuff. And we did. Like we did. Congrats.
The power of public domain.
We won. Right.
I think that came up when trying to describe Vaughns. We had this whole conversation about whether you could do a comparison to Robin Hood.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Vaughns, you're now free to move about the cabin. So roll a charisma check to ask around about Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Is it not the middle of the night anymore?
It's a terrible idea to do this. He has to roll well.
Allowed to and should are different things.
I mean, as always with Vaughns, yes, for sure.
So
this is
any version Vaughns. Of Vaughns.
Fair.
This is a what check?
Charisma.
So that's effectively 5 + 8 because of the -1. 13?
So 13 on not a prime.
On not a prime.
Turns out people get really annoyed when you knock on their door at, 3:30 a.m. asking if they've seen someone. You come up with nothing, but it does take you a little bit. Wealthy.
Cool Vaughn suddenly wonders if he needs to do something about this -1 on his charisma.
I would love to
takes
know.
Takes the copy of How to Win Friends and Influence People that he had in his coat. People love the sound of their own name.
Just devours the self-help section until his charisma score tanks even harder.
It was going up, and he took it too far down the other side. All right. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You sent out Bartholomew.
I did.
You have not heard back from the fermenting fox. Bartholomew has not returned. It has been the better part of an hour. You are getting worried, I assume.
I'm gonna ask Sidroa. Are you any good at finding people?
If they're evil.
Okay, well. Grix is definitely not evil, and neither is Steamboat Willie. Okay. I feel bad that I feel like I'm neglecting you. Are you having a good time? Are you bored out of your skull? Out of my skull?
Adjusting to life in a city.
Have you felt anybody evil here in the city?
Traces, but no one got close enough to fully sniff out.
Okay, that's interesting.
There was one in the place with all the iron bars.
I'll bet I know who that is. It's that goddamn bitch. But we can't eat her, so god damn it. People would notice.
Why not?
People would notice. Okay, so...
You can teleport? It's crime time, baby.
Don't give me any ideas, okay?
I would never do such a thing.
Oh, shit. Now I'm going to have to do it. Okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to start looking for Steamboat Willie. And
so Drola asks, do you know any trackers?
I should go get Jesse.
Yes.
I can just hear. My skill doesn't work in the city.
So Drola doesn't fully know that, and neither does Wealthy, probably.
Yeah.
So I go to Wealthy's house. Go to Jesse's house and knock on the door. And I know it's an ungodly hour of the morning.
Jesse, you're woken of the night.
Jesse shows up at the door, basically wrapped in like a blanket.
I'm sorry I woke you up. What time is it?
It's getting to be about 4 a.m.
I'm sorry I woke you up so early, but Steamboat Willie didn't come home last night. I sent a rat to the fermenting fox. Nobody's gotten back to me, and I'm getting really worried, so I'm going out looking. I need a tracker, and I thought of you.
I'm really only good at that in like nature.
Oh.
Also, like, have you considered that he's an adult?
I have, but it's also a strange place for him, and the last time I saw him,
if you find him and he's like in the middle of like an amorous moment with someone, you're gonna be like really embarrassed, girl.
I will be embarrassed, but at least I'll know he's not dead.
I think you should wait until the morning.
I don't think I should. Do you want to come looking with me?
No.
Okay, then I think I'll go find Alara.
Sorry.
You go to the ground, because that's where Alara is right now.
Oh, shit! Alara's down on the ground.
I'll help you. I'll help you in the morning, but I'm sorry. This is not an emergency.
I understand why you think that, but I don't agree. Anyway.
I mean, so far, Steamboat Willie has been an extremely competent adult.
Agreed.
And Grix has never made any impulsive decisions. You know, clearly Steamboat won't.
I was going to say,
doesn't
like,
really know anything about
extreme
Grix's impulsive decisions, actually.
That's fair. Yeah. This is mostly narrator, CK Snark. Yeah. Yes, you make a good point. Jesse wouldn't have a frame of reference.
Okay, then I'm going to.
I'm sorry. I just, like, I don't. Jesse would not see any point to, like, freaking out about this at this juncture.
Yeah. All right.
Got it. Don't worry, I won't metagame about that at all. No, I'm teasing.
Babe!
No, nothing. That's nothing.
I'm looking forward to what trouble that might create down the line.
Alfie, you head out into the city.
I head out into the city. Because I just feel like there's something wrong.
Make an intelligence check and a wisdom check in that order.
Oh!
23 for... intelligence on a prime, 12 on a not prime.
Okay. You figure out a good plan of attack, a good search pattern. You also think about how, you know, if you need to move between neighborhoods, you can go. You probably have some sort of maintenance key you could use, actually, to get down to the tunnels. And you go and you start Are you just looking? Are you asking people?
Yeah, I'll ask anybody I see, but, you know, I'm not going to go down into the maintenance tunnels because I don't think Steamboat Willie would have gone in there.
Okay.
So I'm gonna wander around. If I have to, I'll use the maintenance tunnels to get around the lockdown.
Yeah. All right. You go and you start asking around. You don't find anyone that's seen him, and you get ready to go into the maintenance tunnels, and then you think you hear him somewhere far off. Down one of these tunnels.
Okay. So I'll start running down the tunnel towards what I think is...
Wealthy, make a new intelligence check.
5 on the die, plus 10, plus 2 is 17 on a prime.
Well, you're not sure where you are now, but it isn't any of the maintenance tunnels you're used to.
Huh.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
Now I'm lost.
God Yay. Fucking damn it, Ian.
It looks like you were on your way up a ladder, given that you're... in the middle of the ladder.
So I have no idea where I'm at?
That was the int check. At least where you are right now, there's not enough to ID where you're at.
Can I back myself up?
It's a decently long way down, or you could go up to the top. Either way, you can do that. You go back down, make another intelligence check.
18.
You think you are up towards like the spires, probably going up the tunnels that run like next to it. And heading up higher into the mountain.
Okay. Is there a reason why I would... All right, Do I see a way to get out of the tunnels?
Not in your immediate vicinity, but you can go and search around.
All right, I'm going to start wandering around. I mean, paying attention to where I am so that, you know...
Yeah, make a...
Brought your breadcrumbs with you.
If you're being careful about it. Okay, you find an exit out to the spires.
Okay.
It's kind of high up, but, you know, there is a way down from out there. Like,
but yeah, Wealthy knows.
You're like, yes, there's a way down besides a gravity-assisted transport. So.
Well, to be fair, I forgot my spider climb ran out, so, you know.
So you look out upon the spires, and you know where you are.
Okay, where am I?
The spires.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just don't fall.
You're at the spires. You're kind of up one of the walls. There's a narrow staircase down.
Oh, hey, is that Alpita's mom's house down there?
You do know where you are in relation to Alpita's mom's house. Your primary landmark in this area.
I know the balconies look tempting. Just don't.
You also know that you're pretty near command. You can get there from here. And okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go to command.
You exit into command. Make a dexterity check to just slip out unnoticed.
That is an 18 plus 10 is 28 plus dex is plus 1. So that is a 29 on a prime.
All right. You slip out unnoticed and you start walking through command. What are you looking for or trying to do?
I am going to go more towards the front so that it can look like I just came in. Like I'm looking for somebody, but I don't know exactly who I'm looking for because I really don't know who I'm looking for, but I'm looking for help.
Okay. Make a charisma check to walk with purpose in a way that makes you non-suspicious.
That is a 19 plus 0 on a not prime.
So, 19. All right. You don't have your clipboard, but you manage okay.
Pull out my OSHA pad.
Yeah, rolled a 19. She just straight picks up a paint can and struts with it for a while.
Not a prime, so only clearing it by one. I think it was 19 total, not on the die. But yes. So you go and you're strutting with your OSHA pad. And
that's your paint right. Can.
And you hear from... So... Command right now is whatever the very well-regimented version of a zoo would be in terms of activity. Like, there's people being brought back in from the fighting outside. There's people lining up to be rotated out. Like, there's orders being shouted. You know, there's runners going back and forth and to the, you know, places where officers do planning and are looking at the big maps to try to do grander strategy, all of that. But you're looking around, you're working your way through, and you hear a Wealthy and a May appears out of the crowd.
Hey! How are you doing? We give each other a hug.
It's a great hug. What are you doing here? Because it's lockdown and you don't live here.
I understand that. I have one of my friends is new here. We brought him up from the ground, I guess. And I don't have time to explain, okay?
A ground.
It was the ground. It was technically the ground. Not on this plane, but it was the ground.
Yeah, and they don't ground know was any- involved.
They don't know anything about the city, and I would like, I need to find them to make sure that they're okay.
I might be able to help you with that. I'll be right back. She yells to, you know, her off. Or wait, no, she's in charge. She tells her squad, I'll be right back. We're not in rotation for a little bit anyway, so just hang tight. And takes you over to, like, there's lots of, you know, kind of walk-up bar street food places right near the front of command. And they're currently closed, but she grabs one of the counters and spreads out a small map of the mountain on it as viewed from above. And pulls out a crystal and says, so what do they look like?
They're a kobold. They're coppery colored. They are...
And we're talking like pre-oxidization copper, right? Like it's
yeah. So they're a kobold. The Grix. They look like Grix, exactly like Grix, except that he has both arms, unlike Grix.
That might actually be enough. The crystal is on a chain initially, but as she casts the spell, she just kind of pulls her hands away from it and it floats in the air above the map for a second, free of anything holding it up, and then drifts down and stops about an inch above the tip of the mountain. And she frowns at this and goes, that can't be right.
What?
It says here your friend's like right towards the top of the mountain. I think inside, but like that's really high up. There's nothing up there. Besides some caverns and stuff.
Why is he up on the top of the mountain? What could he have been doing?
I mean, unless he can fly.
Hey-o. No, he doesn't have the ability to fly.
Well, then I'm not sure.
Oh, you absolutely would have hurt. I mean...
You hadn't built the glider.
Yeah, I guess.
But, like, he would have talked about it.
Like, okay. He would have talked about it, and he got the idea from Grix.
Okay, yeah, Wealthy, you remember...
Okay.
Like, sitting at camp at some point... conversations
about gliders, yeah.
Like, it came up a lot, and it came up increasing a lot, especially as we got back home.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think there should at least be a chance that you should
put two and two together. Okay, so I say, well, he can't fly, but wait a second. He said something about a machine, thinking about a machine. He was thinking about a machine. I wonder if he tried and maybe he crash landed, but
that seems like the kind of trouble your friends would get into.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. I can't get out there to get up close. Is there somebody that could guide me up to the top of the mountain through the mountain?
I mean, so like going up through the caves?
Now would be a great time to remember Corva. Maybe.
Well. Wealthy wants to go up through the inside of the mountain, I think, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yes. Yes.
So Corva would not be particularly useful.
Because nobody's going to let me out on the mountain when we're in major lockdown.
Correct. Mm-hmm. let me see.
Always ask. The power of asking.
May, can I go out on the mountain right now?
Not with any support, so you'll probably die.
Well, there you go. Last time I was out on the mountain, I...
Almost died.
I almost died.
Actually,
I had a lot of support.
One sixth died.
Wait. What about Cog? He was able to get you guys up there.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go wake up Cog.
We can also just send a priority rat. You cast summon Cog.
Okay.
Cog appears bleary-eyed and confused.
I'm certain Bartholomew is still like especially active and eager.
Well, I assume they sent one of the guardians rats.
Oh, sure.
Because Bartholomew is still being ping-ponged around.
Okay, fair. Unknown associates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right, so Cog is grabbed. Cog is brought to you. Wealthy, please don't tell me you're going to think that the corruption is breaking one of the rules again.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with the corruption. My friend, what?
I don't know. The way you said that was like, well, no, not this time.
Well, yes, that was clearly important. Important half of that sentence. Okay, let's go on.
No, we can't tag the corruption. We can't label and yellow paint the corruption.
One of the guys that we brought up from the ground, he has been staying on our couch. He didn't come home. I sent out messages. Nobody's responded to me. I'm really worried about him. May did a mappy thing here. And
scrying. You definitely would know the word for that. Scrying.
I know I would. Wealthy would, but... So she did a scrying on the map. It's been less than a year
since you left college. Wealthy may protests.
We all lose some vocabulary when we're scared.
May did some scrying on the map, and she found him on top of the mountain. But we can't go outside, so I was hoping that you could guide me up to the top of the mountain.
You're lucky I'm years away from retirement, or I wouldn't do this. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hey, May, Guardian Lady, can I borrow some gear? Small stuff. May says, yep. Cog gets some basic gear, and you'll head up towards the top of the mountain to try to find Steamboat Willie, who's working his way up from the top to the bottom in just a leather jacket. And we'll pick up there next time.
Cool.
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Wit. Thanks, Wit! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I'm picturing the end scene of what's going to come up next is the end scene of Jet Li's The One. I'm the only person who's ever seen that.
That's not true. I did see it. I just don't remember anything about it except that it has no middle.
It has no middle. It's true.
No, like, sincerely, that is the only thing I remember about that movie.
I feel like I now suddenly remember a conversation about this movie for that exact feature was mentioned.
I am certain we have had this exact conversation before about this movie on the podcast.
Write in, dear listeners, with your thoughts about Jet Li's movie, The One.
Or, as I watched it in college, Spanish dubbed, El Uno.
El Uno.